With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Montana's Democratic Senator, John Tester, is part of a bipartisan group of lawmakers trying to strike a new deal with the White House on border security. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
Tester this week met with the Secretary of Homeland Security and a bipartisan group of lawmakers. He's hoping to help push a border security plan through Congress as part of a long-term budget agreement. The plan includes hiring hundreds of new Border Patrol agents, investing in new security technologies, and requiring immigration officials report to Congress when they monitor cell phone conversations along the border. The White House says it wants a wall along the southern border, though in recent days they've eased back from pushing for a massive coast-to-coast wall. Tester says he's open to sections of a wall, but says there are places where a fence or radar could do a better job. I'm Nate Hedgie, Yellowstone Public Radio.
A 39-year-old man died after he was hit by a falling concrete column at a construction site in Billings yesterday morning. The Billings Gazette reports the victim was David Shepard of Billings. Fisher Construction, Inc. co-owner Brent Sumner told the Gazette it wasn't clear how the horizontal concrete beam broke away from the building's exterior. Sumner said it swung down and struck Shepard in the head. Coroner Cliff Mahoney said the death was accidental. The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration office is investigating Shepard's death. Frank Fleming was appointed yesterday to State House District 51, which represents South Billings. Fleming, a Republican, will replace Adam Rosendale, also a Republican. Rosendale moved to Great Falls and is no longer eligible to represent the district. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana's health department is now sharing with prosecutors results of drug toxicology tests conducted on children suspected to have been exposed to drugs. Edward O'Brien reports.
Health Department Director Sheila Hogan gave Regional Child and Family Services supervisors Tuesday the go-ahead to share those toxicology reports with county attorneys. Leo Gallagher is the Lewis and Clark County Attorney.
I'm glad we're all on the same page.
State lawmakers passed a bill last year requiring child protection caseworkers to share certain toxicology tests conducted during investigations of suspected child neglect. But until now, health officials balked at doing that. During a legislative hearing last week, Health Department Deputy Director Laura Smith said releasing that information could violate federal confidentiality statutes, and doing that, she said, could potentially jeopardize millions of dollars.
That's federal funding through SAMHSA. That's the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And right now, that's approximately over $13 million that goes towards a variety of programs.
After further talks with the feds, the state concluded that sharing those reports would not violate the law. Lewis and Clark County Attorney Leo Gallagher says prosecution is not the primary purpose of the recent state law requiring the health department to share those toxicology tests.
We county attorneys represent the department in dependent neglect actions in which children have been removed from their home because of abuse or neglect by a parent. And it's our goal, as it is with the department, to protect those children and to try to get the family reunited if possible.
He says this week's announcement is a welcome, if long overdue, about face from the health department.
I believe that but for the legislature's intervention, we would still be having an argument with the department.
Montana has almost 4,000 children in foster care, and about two-thirds of those placements are due to parental drug use. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A Kalispell physician's assistant who closed her medical clinic after it was badly damaged by a vandal in 2014 is opening a new family practice clinic in Whitefish that will offer abortions. Susan Cahill and family nurse practitioner Helen Weems plan to open All Families Healthcare next month. Weems tells the Daily Interlake it will be a family practice with an emphasis on sexual and reproductive health. Cahill provided abortions in Kalispell for decades until she closed her 400-patient clinic in March 2014, saying she could not find another place to rent due to the vandalism. A high school PE teacher in Shepherd, whose extensive history of sexual misconduct recently came to the attention of district administrators, will not resume his teaching position this school year. Shepherd School District Superintendent Scott Carter placed teacher Chris Mattingly on leave after a Google search turned up news reports that detailed more than a decade of inquiries, warnings, and suspensions from Mattingly's previous employers. Carter told MTPR that the district has changed its hiring practices in response to this news. In addition to the currently required federal and state background checks, he says Googling candidates will be part of the new protocol, and job application forms will include questions about previous investigations and administrative leaves, along with felony convictions. He said that Mattingly had a, quote, glowing reference from the head of his previous department. Carter says that he knows of no current complaints from students at Shepherd High School. The position is currently being filled by a substitute teacher. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Coal-powered energy does not behave like wind and solar energy. Economists at the University of Montana say this means extra costs are tacked on to renewable energy as demand for it grows. But renewable energy advocates are critical of this analysis. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The peak season for wind and solar energy production does not always line up with the peak demand for energy in Montana. That's according to Paul Polzin, Director Emeritus of the Bureau of Business and Economic Research at the University of Montana. Polzin was among a handful of BBER economists presenting the 2018 Montana Economic Report in Helena Tuesday. Polzin says one of the most important long-term issues for the development of renewables is that unlike coal plants, which can crank out power all the time, renewables are more weather and season dependent.
One of the real problems with switching from coal-fired to renewables is that we will not have sufficient power from renewables during the summer. This means that the electrical system may become much more unreliable when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine.
For example, Polzin says Montana wind energy peaks in the winter but falls off in the summer. Polzin says the necessity of having other sources of energy that can quickly be turned on and off as a backup to renewables increase the energy's cost. But Jeff Fox, a policy manager for Renewable Northwest, questions this thinking. He says when there is excess power, it can be sold to decrease utility prices, and the science behind storing that kind of energy is growing.
Now, absolutely, you need that power to be available when customers demand it, and really that's a question of energy storage. But unlike the pessimistic view given by BBER, energy storage costs are dropping rapidly.
Fox says Montana, as well as the rest of the country, should aim to get more renewables into energy markets as fast as possible. He says in the long run they're cheaper and it reduces carbon emissions into the atmosphere. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.